Okay, Rav Zal Chabez Amar Aleph. And we said that certain openings are too harsh, and that they're going to say, yes, we agree, but not because they genuinely mean, they're just scared of it, or they don't want to show that their cavalier attitude to halacha, therefore it doesn't prove that they were actually murdered, that they it wasn't a neder. So we're up to here in the Gemara, in the middle of the page. When you tell a person, if you make a neder, it's as if you build a bomb on the outside. Or if you make a neder and you fulfill it, as if you brought a carbon, which makes it even worse. Making a neder and fulfilling it is even worse than making a neder, because you should have gone to the Rabbanim and made a neder. It's as if you actually brought a carbon, and if you bring a carbon outside the base of Mikdash, you chayev karas. So, of course, he's going to say, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have done it. But he doesn't really mean it, and therefore, it's not a Pesach. Says more further, we won't use the Pesach. What Shmuel says, the Omar Shmuel said, you tell the person, did you realize, or had you realized, if you make a neder, that even fulfilling neder, Nikarashi called a Rashi, would you have done it? It's not a valid Pesach, because of course the guy would say, well, if I would have realized, I wouldn't have made a neder, but it's not genuine, because he made a neder for a reason. He was too embarrassed to maintain it. How do we know that if somebody makes a neder and keeps it, he's called a rasha? Now, why is he called a rasha? He kept his neder. He's called a rasha because it should have gone to a bezin to be matter neder. But how do you know that he's called a rasha? It says in passing, in one passage, it says, if you stop making promises, obviously you won't be able to do any, you won't do any more sins because you won't be able to breach your promises. And v'yale, if we learn now the word chedla from chedla, ksiv hachir, it says kisech dal linder by neder. It says if you stop, avoid making the dar. Oksiv Hasan, there it says, Sham Rishayim, there the Rishayim Chadlu Reiges, stop the anger. So we see the word Chadlu is associated with Russia. Amr Abbas, I'm talking about the Mishnah, that only Rishayim make Nadarim. It says, if a person sees a Nazar walking by, a person walking by, says, I'll be a Nazar. Kin Rishayim, like the Nadarim of Rishayim, Lama Klum. Nothing happened because, if I say I make a neder like the kosher people, nothing happened because kosher people don't make the darim. If he says, I'll be a nazir, like I'm making a neder of the shayim, this guy's a nazir, then nazir be nazir. He becomes a nazir or a carbon ashur because the shayim are the ones who make the darim. Clear that it's a shayim who make the darim. Even if they keep it, they call it rasha. Because you're putting yourself, you're risking it. What for? Only time is different. We had of Zion for a mitzvah. It's a good thing to make in the darim. Anybody who gets into a fit of rage, kol mine gehenim shelton boy. Anybody who gets into a fit of rage, all kinds of gehenim affect him. Meaning, so the different pshatim. Either the pshat is that he probably gets sick in his body because the person has a bad temper, he feels sick, so the gehenim is affecting him. Or it'll lead him to do things without thinking straight, he'll do avedas, which means he'll end up in gehenim. Shnemar. It says in Pasik, "Vahosek kas melibech." You remove that anger from your heart. Then what's going to happen? The result will be "Va'aviro mipsarech." You remove the evil or the harshness from your flesh. Vein royal gehenim, and we're talking about here gehenim. Shenemad. It says, "Kol pol Hashem." Everything Hashem makes in this world is for His benefit. It's to mikadosh Hashem shemayim. And the gam rosh liyem ro. You know, rosh gets punished on his bad day, and we'll soon see ro means gehenim is also l'shem shemayim. It's a kiddush Hashem. How? Not only that, he will be affected. Also, will have diarrhea and other problems. It says in the pasuk that Hashem will give you Hashem the leiv regis, a guy, a tempestuous person, guy that terrible. Kiloy in a nayim, it'll constantly be yearning, he'll be yearning for a cure. The daven nefesh, and his nefesh will be also wanting. What is it that makes your nefesh pass out and makes your eyes yearn? We're talking about diarrhea. Ula b'miski l'ad Yisrael. Ula once made a trip when he made aliyah to Yisrael. Islavu le'trein b'nei Chuzoy. Two people walked with him, b'nei Chuzoy, and the Rosh says they were Yidin. Two Yidin walked with him from the city of Chuzoy, where he had another gemara, the Chuzoy were Roshayim. But had they walked with him? Kam chad, one of the guys got angry, in a fit of anger. Shachte l'chavre. So he shechted his partner. Then he turned to Ula and Ula, he said, "Nu, what do you think I did? Yo, Avdi, did I do a good thing?" Amalei, what should Ula say? He said, "In, yes." And in fact, he said, "Uparalei beishchita." Why don't you just cut off the whole base of shchita? Why don't you smooth it out? He was scared to tell him he did the wrong. What do you do? You murdered somebody. So in fact, he said, "Yeah, good thing what you did. Well, finish the job. I'll kill him." Simple. However, he also the Kami of Yechon, Ula came for Rabbi Yechon, Amalei. He said, "Rabbi Yechon, what happened? Maybe I did something wrong here. Maybe I supported a murderer here by giving any words of encouragement. Amalei, and he said to him, no, you didn't. Nafshach itzaltach. It's pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to do what you did. Kotomba, but then Rabbi Yechon made a comment, one thing I don't understand. It says, all we bring this Gemara for shows that anger leads you to Gehenna, leads you to Avedas. Look what happened. This guy was angry. He killed the guy. But Rabbi Yechon was wondering, he told him the story, Mechdi. Okay, the guy got angry, but to kill a guy, we know that in Bavel, people have terrible fits of anger. But it's Israel, everybody's calm and relaxed. Nobody gets angry. Mechdi, Ksiv, it says, Hashem lecha. Hashem will give you Sham. Leverag, his Abish will give you there a heart of anger. Bebavel, Ksiv, that positive, referring to Bavel. So how did this story happen at Israel? Amalei, Ula said, you're right, it didn't happen. Ahu Shaiti, when this story happened, even though we were going to Etzisrael, Lo Yavrina Yadana, we haven't yet crossed the garden, we're still Chutz La'aretz. So that's why it was able to happen. You're right, and Etzisrael, everybody's calm. Calm, cool, and collected. Amar Abarabuna, Kola Koyis, anybody gets angry, Yafilu, Shchina, Eina, Chashuva, Kenegda, even the Abishta has no value to him. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Rosha, Rosha, Kigoiva, Apo, when he's really in a fit of anger. Bal Yidra, he doesn't search about the Eibishter, and Ein Elikim Kol Mizim Moisav. All of his intentions have nothing to do with the Eibishter. The Eibishter no longer exists, and he can't think about the Eibishter. Rabbi Yimei Medivta. Furthermore, if you get a fit of anger, Mashkeach Talmuda, your Moisav Tipshus. He forgets his learning, and it adds Tipshus. Doesn't seem to be what Rabbi Yimei is saying is any worse than what the other guys. The other guys saying you get angry, you do more Avedas, and you get sick, and the Eibishter doesn't count. And he says, you forget your learning. Like this is the worst thing. This is worse than forgetting about the Eibishter. This is worse than getting to fit of rage and killing people. Because the whole thing is what we just said before. That you shouldn't make a neder. Because a neder is a shoyim. Let me work our way through a rosh as a ro and all that. Don't make promises. And how do I know that? Shenemad, it says, that anger is where it is in the bosom of the fools. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, Uksil, and when you have a nar, yifreshi velas, he spreads narishkeit. So it gets worse and worse. Yeah, but before he already said you did maisa. Before he said Gehenim should let his love, and I told you Tayshalim Shadi that he'll be doing many more avedas. A minute ago you said, Ein Elikim. There's no Avishta anymore. What's worse than no Avishta? But forgetting your blood your mother.
Yeah, but that's what can bring to the end of the
No, that was a pasuk before. But the guy, the Rabbi Rabbanu already said that. So the order should have been the other way around. He should have said first Mishkeret Talmud and then say Ein Elikim. Because Ein Elikim L'Chayr would be the worst. Anyway, weiter. He says, if you see a person who gets in a fit of rage, be yodua, you can rest assured and you know, he has more sins than mitzvahs, and that's why he has such a temperament. As it says in the Pasuk, ubal chema, person who gets angry. The way a baal chema sounds like, not a person who gets angry once. I'm talking about a person who gets angry generally, all the time. He's Rav Pesha. Now what? Rav Pesha. Then that means he did many Avedas. Omar Rav Adarachim, we're talking about Avedas. We said you forget your learning. So we're going to prove that through Avedas, you forget your learning. When you forget the learning, it works like this. And this is the flip side. Omar Rav Adarachim, Ilmole Chotu Yisrael, the Eden would not have sinned by the eagle. Lainit Elehem Elechamisha Chum Shetayda Vesefik Shur Bavad. The whole Torah would not be no Daf Yomi, it would be nothing. It would be five Chumashim and Yehoshua. And that's it. There will be no Nach, no nothing. Why Yeshua? Yeah? You know why Yeshua? Yeah? She Erkut Shalat Yisrael, who has the measurements of the land of Yisrael. My timer. So, but now that we sinned, we had a second look, and suddenly we got all of this plethora of Svarim. My timer, why? Why did this happen? Kibarev Chochmer of Kaas. Because there's so much anger that we need more Chochmer. So the Machlekes is showing exactly what Pshat here is. Is the Pshat, most of the Shalat Pshat is, now, if you look at Nach, most of Nach is all Musr. If we wouldn't have done an Aveda, we wouldn't have needed Musa. No, in other words, the way all the Rishonim learning, we're not talking about Torah Shabbat. Not the way the Achreinim learned, they wouldn't have Torah Shabbat either. They all seem to be learning, you would be Torah Shabbat, but you wouldn't need the Nach, which is all different in Musa, because we didn't do an Aveda. Rashi learns over here that no, the Pshat is, life would have been easy, you wouldn't have to learn that much. And because we sinned, the Eibishter was Matriach us to make us learn more, which sounds like Torah Shabbat is... Look at Rashi, it's an impelled thing. Look at Rashi, edits Yisrael, the first narrow line, skip two lines. V'chotu. Noisiv lehem roiv chochma, because they antagonized the Eibishter. The Eibishter gave him so much chochma. Shara svarim lehatrich and yaisa. It's a tircha.
It's like a reward.
Yeah, a war. It's amazing, Rashi. I mean, none of others are learning this way, but yeah. So then what's the Tichin? So then what's the... Yeah, maybe you wouldn't have the Shach of Atari, you just have the Halacha. The Achreim already asked, how can you go without Tanakh? There's so many dinim we learn from Yecheskel. So many dinim we learn from... That's right. That's what he answers. Very good. Well, it's Chai, it's another Seder. Yeah. Good. Okay, bye, Tichin. Basa said, "Ain is cocking the case. So if a person makes a shvu in the Eibishter's name, we will not be matter the shvu. Chutz, the only exception is if a person mekainim ishti nehenes. If a person says, I asked him my wife, from he was angry with his wife, and he makes a shvu, I don't want to have any hand off of me. Shagon, and the reason is why? Shagon vers kisi, she stole my wallet. Or shehik says bonai, she smacks my kids." Usually it's the father who smacks the kids. Here is the mother. Now, the big machlek is how to learn the Pshatim Gemara here. This is how some learn. We found out she never stole it. She never hid it. It turned out to be that the whole thing was a mistake. So therefore, so what? The whole thing was a mistake. Then what if you matened? We learned before. So the Rashba learns, but you maintained. True, I made a mistake, but I want to continue my neder anyway. But because this is Shalom Bayis, we're gonna be matter neder. Normally, we're not gonna be matter the shul. Use Abish's name. We're not gonna be matter the shul. You got to live it through. What's the chiddush what's the chiddush of here? Others say no. Of course, every shul at the end of the day will be matter. The chiddush by wife here is what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that if you the whole reason is Shalom Bayis. But if you're matter neder, that means it was never neder. It was never neder. There was never a problem with Shalom Bayis. So the chiddush is that even in such a case where what you're achieving is that never happened, the problem in the first place, and therefore the Oshalom bias here, yet we allow you to erase the Abish's name. Because Madach, you're allowed to erase the Abish's name for Saita, so that's why you're allowed to be Mayach Meichel here also.
And then he has to make an
eider.
That tells
you this. Yeah, we had before. These guys get angry all the time. Remember, Amaratzin, the Mishnah says that Amaratzin get angry all the time. As soon as they get angry. That's right. Here's no line. Or maybe there is.
That's why you can bring it to the.
Okay, bye. Big machle. Okay, I'll see you next. Ahi doesn't come in a basi. A person came in a basi. Amalah, he said to her, "Bemayin the darter, what neder you make?" Belakei, so I swore in Abish's name. Amalah, ina darter bemoyi. If you would use this, that Abish's name, you'd use another language and say the word bemoyi. Shehi kini ba'alma. It's only like a euphemism. The mezakin lechav talk about bemoyi. You swore. Hashted when the darter bemoyi. You didn't say the word moyi. El belakei Yisrael. Use Abish's name. Lo imiz that kikin lach. I can't help you out. Rav Kana, ikle Rav Yosef. Kana was kedahaz Rav Yosef. Amalei lita ma'amid. Rav Yosef, please eat something by me. Amalei loy no mari kula. I swear in the balabos of the whole world, the Eibushter leita imalei. I won't eat from you. Amalei. Rav Yosef answered back. Loy mari kula. You swore in the Eibushter's name. Leita imalei. You're not going to eat by me. Freddy Gimar, what's going on here? Honey, Rav Kahan, Rav Kahan made a shvur. Amalei mari kula. He tag made a shvur in Eibushter's name. El Rav Yosef, my amalei mari kula. What Rav Yosef saying? What is going on over here? What Rav Yosef add to the shvur? If you made an ordinary shvur, I would have been matter your shvur, you can come to eat by me. But now that you use mori kula, mori kula is not just a euphemism. This is the Abish's name. By Brich Achmana, we had Rosh over there. That's like saying Abish's name. Yeah. So Mekodi said, mori kula, the comment, how can I help you? I can't be matter shvur. You're right, you want me to eat me. Nothing I can do to change your mind. Amar Rav Nachman Halachi is Poizchin Becharot. Remember we had a Machlekes before. If you just do a Pesach Yidu Charot, and Halachi is Rav Nachman says you're Poizchin Becharot by a Shvur. If you say I regret from the beginning I ever did it, that's good enough. And Vinishkokin Lelekei Yisrael, even a Shvur that has the Eibishter name, we are going to be Moichel based on a Machlekes B'Sham B'Sham later on. And Big Machlekes is Shaini. What about by Neder? First of all, by a Shvur they usually pick up a Chayfetz. You know, you pick up a sefer something. What happens then? So the Ran says, some people say if you picked up a chayfet, you can't be matan neder, even according to this gemara here. However, the Ran says that this whole idea of picking up a chayfet is only by a bezin, not normal life. But when it comes to a neder, Rabbi Hai going holds a neder, you can never be matan. A neder is worse than a shvur, even though here using Abish's name, he doesn't explain why. But pashtus, a neder, you're actually bringing kedusha into the world. You can't just take; it's gone. You got a credit to bring it, you can't undo it. So he said, you can't be matter neder, you can be matter shvus, and you can't be matter nedorim. And it's interesting, machlek is here. And some are machma shvus as well, less for mitzvah. Anyway, Rav Nachman, there's a guy called Abschoide. He's an unbelievable Adam Godelhu. So the Rava said, Rav Nachman, Rav Chayde is a great man. On Malon, so Nachman said to Rava, Kishayova Liyadach, when he comes into town, do me a favor, have you Liyadach, introduce me to him, bring him to me. Havale Nidra, Lemisha, happened to be Rav Chayde, made a net that they had to be matted, also to come in. Nachman said, anyway, by chance, came to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was Abezin. On Malay, so Rav Nachman said to him, tell me, Nadat Adahachi. When you made a neder, did you realize this and this and this? No, it wasn't a charat, it was a pesach. Did you realize this and this? Would you, and if you would have realized it, would you have made the neder? Yeah, I thought it through, I knew about it, I still made the neder. So, in other words, you can't use that as a pesach. So then Nachman said, "Nu adai to the hachi, what about this thing here? Had you realized this and this, would you have made it? Yeah. Kamuzim, and every time Rav Nachman thought of something, Rav Shchede said, I thought it through already. He was a very smart man, he thought through every angle. Nachman got so angry. How can there be a person who makes a neder thinking through every possibility why he shouldn't make the neder and he still made a neder? What kind of person is he? So he was very angry. So he said, I'm not getting angry. He said, Zilke, go back to your room. Nothing. Rabschede went out. Rabschede said, oh, I have a Pesach now. Why? It says in Piggy of his Rebbe Yoimir Ezi, what's the right way a person should behave? She Yavil Adon, that a person should choose in his life. Kol Shehi Tif Eres L'Oiseha. Big Machlek is a shame how to learn Shadia. But Kol Shehi Tif, the taste is learning, let's learn the taste. Kol Shehi Tif Eres L'Oiseha. That it's nice to the person who created you, the Eibishtin. In other words, the deed that you're doing is Tevel Shemayim with Tevel Briyas. That the Eibishtin enjoys what you're doing. And with Tif Eres L'Oimin Adon, and other people also appreciate what you're doing. Of a hash to the Ikbud Amnachman, now that I got Amnachman angry, could be I did a good thing, I made the neder, but it's Tiferes Leisera, but it's not Tiferes Laadam, because I'm Nachman, the great rabbi, very upset with me. I died to Hochel Nodi, if I would have realized that it's not Tiferes Laadam, we never made it. Oh, I have a Pesach. This I didn't think of. I never thought that I'm Nachman would get, you know, this will happen. V'sharam Nafshi is matzah to himself. So everyone asks, first of all, we just said you can do Charot. We just passed, and Rav Nachman just said do Charot. What's Rav Nachman looking for a Pesach for? When Rav Nachman said, you do charotah. So who cares he had a Pesach? The guy has charotah, it's good enough. Okay, he obviously had charotah. Why did he come to Bezin? But we learned before, charotah has to be l'mafreya. So there's two possible answers. Either Rav Shchede was because it's a frumi eid. He wanted to be Machmed, to be Yitzchak with everybody. He told Rav Nachman, find me a Pesach. I'm not interested in, find me a new angle that I didn't think of. And Rav Nachman couldn't find a new angle. No, Rav Shchede was smarter than Rav Nachman because everything Rav Nachman thought of, Rav Shchede already thought when he made an edit. That's why he's upset. So that's why he didn't charotah, did Pesach. Or the neder that he made was for a mitzvah. But then, for whatever reason, he had to change his mind. If he would have had charata, what would it be? It would be oikele mafreya. That means he never did a mitzvah. He didn't want to lose the mitzvah part. So he says, find me a Pesach from now on. Rab Shimon, have a lay nidra. He had a neder. The mishra, he had to be matted. Now, the mechleik is showing me if Rab Nachman, Rab Shede was actually matted his own neder or not. Because it says, pasal Pesach. Because you really, if you go to a bezin, you can't do it to yourself. We had before ein chobish matratz and beisasudim. If you had a dream, you can't. You know, you can. We said in a dream, if you dreamt, it's not good enough. You have to go to other rabbanim. So machlek is what actually happened there. But anyway, maybe because he was mach, maybe he allowed to do it for himself. Abshibelebi havele needle mishi had a neder to be matir. Also, come made up kid rabbanon. Amri lein the dad to dad hachi. Had you thought of this? Amr in yes. Dad hachi in. Also very smart. He thought through every possible angle. Kamazimni number of times. I met dad rabbanon. The rabbanon were trying to find a new angle that this Abshibel didn't think of, so they can get him out of this loop. They went from the sun to the shade. They're walking around with their heads, you know, the frowns, trying to think of a new way. So what happened? Omalei Bitnis, Breya de Abba Shaul ben Bitnis. So then Bitnis, who was the son of Abba Shaul, the son of Bitnis, said to him, "Me nodded adaited the mitzara rabbanim etula shimshin etula." This we didn't think of, did you? If you'd have known that your neder would have caused such consternation by these rabbanim that they're walking around in such pain, would you have made the neder in the first place? Amalei no. Now the question is, you're not allowed to use a pesach adov and noilu. You're not allowed to use a noilu. It has to be something that was around then. You didn't think of it. Had you thought of it, you wouldn't have made that. If it wasn't around then, and something happened later on, you can't use that as a pesach. You can't say that the neder wasn't a neder because it wasn't around at that time. So the Ran and others trying to say these kind of things are commonplace. Just because you didn't think of it, this is what happens. Rabbanim, when they get this, they take everything so seriously, if they cannot help somebody out, it bothers them. And it's a common thing that it bothers Rabbanim that they can't help people out. So you should have therefore known about it. But Rab Shimon being Rab Shimon, for you maybe not. Or for me not. But Rab Shimon or the other one here, you should have thought of it. Okay, two more lines. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehi have a needle in Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel had a netter to be matted. Also, come Rabbanu get Rabbanu. Amal in the Daita Daita Hachi. Did you think of this when you made that Amalein? The Daita Hachi Amalein. Kamazi a number of times. Kivun the Chaza who kitcha. There was this launderer. We have a number of times this launderer hanging around Abu Dhanasi. This launderer, it says in some of the forums, was a big time of Chacham. This launderer, the mitzdaite Rabbanu, he saw that Rabbanu were upset that they couldn't help him out. What he did was machye beuchle de katzri. We'll see the Gemara saying, "Man, he wasn't talking about him." He took a stick, the stick that he uses to hang up his clothes, and he belted Rabbi Shmuel, and he got hurt. Then the launderer turned around to Rabbi Shmuel and said, "Tell me, when you made the neder, if you would have known that a result of your neder you're going to get smacked on your foot, would you have made the neder?" So he says, "No. Ah, we found your Pesach." Oh, I died to the mochli kitzel and adri. Oh, but you have thought of a laundry would smack you? No. V'shayil nafshei. Oh, omelet v'achdei l'avina. Hi, noiludu. How can you go ahead? This is mamash noilud. The masak adai to the mochli kitzel. The previous cases, Arov, you know, okay, this is noilud. Said the mother, no. But then he learned, ain't poichim noilud. Look at the mother's answer. Omelet said, what do you mean noilud? I love Nailu. The shchichi, it happens very often that apikoyder, that these amratzim, the mitzayid of the bottom, they love hitting the rabbis. It happens very often. You should have thought of it.